Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's officially over for our short kings. I don't know what to tell you.
It really is.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy. So Tinder just added a height filter to their app, allowing women to screen matches by height. Ouch. Ouchie. Well, I know one buddy of mine who is not taking this well.
No.
He's on all the apps. He's on all of them. If Tinder lets you filter by height, is that preference or discrimination?
Yeah, that's the question.
I think we need to stop pretending that height doesn't matter. Clearly, it does for some people. It matters to women.
Yeah.
Guys can care less. I'll date a woman 3 feet tall. I could care less.
Would you date a woman 7 foot tall? No.
Well, you know what?
You're like, back, actually?
Yeah, I think so. I like to feel protected.
Yeah, if we're in the protective game, for sure.
Yeah, I would like. You know, I prefer a woman that walks closer to the street. 585-252-9800. Call or message in and share with us your thoughts on this. Because those listening who are on the apps, are you excited about this new feature? Guys under, I don't know, 5'8", what's your take?
Yeah, I don't know. I would even argue, like... I would even argue anyone under 6 foot should be quaking right now.
I disagree with that. Under six foot.
We've already talked about the six-six-six rule.
I know, but you're really.
I mean, I'm just going based off what I've heard. I'm not really implementing any of these rules, clearly. It's not really my thing, but that's just what I've heard. 6 feet or bust.
And it's tough. You know, I've had the conversations, especially with friends. Like, we talk. My buddy Chris calls in on the show all the time, the one that lives out in the mm-hmm. West Coast. And, you know, I think he's like 5'6", 5'7". Greatest dude. Great job. Good-looking guy. But, unfortunately, the height thing works against him. He's gone on dates with girls, and it's gone great.
Sure.
And they're just like, we were hoping...
me and my multiple personalities are looking to go in a different direction.
Right.
Unfortunately. Yeah. It's tough. Women are definitely shallow, but so are men. So let's stop pretending
that
they're the bad guys here.
I don't know. I just feel like if you met the guy of your dreams and he happened to be a couple inches shorter than you like, there's nothing they can do about that.
The lifters.
Nothing you can do about that.
That's not true. They're doing knee surgery in Brazil right now.
Let me go over to Tony's texting in. Tony, I love when women pretend it's about attraction, when in reality, what they really want is just a walking ATM. Let me go over to, let's get over to Haley on the line. Hey, good morning, Haley.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi. Okay, so first of all, like, this should have been a feature for Tinder, like, 5 years ago. Like, I'm so glad they finally caught up to what every woman is literally thinking in her brain. I, like...
Okay.
Like, I'm so over having to guess, based on group photos and awkward, like, mirror selfies, how tall a guy is in their photo.
So you've had experiences where you've gone out with a guy and he was, what, a couple feet shorter than you thought he was?
The internet knows no height, you know?
That's true.
I'm 5'1", and I showed up to a date, and the guy was my height.
That's no way!
So tough.
No, I'm serious.
And he said, what, 5'5"?
But no, did you ask him? But did you ask him before you met? Did you ask him what his height was? Or you didn't want to be rude?
I didn't want to be rude. He looked kind of short, but like he looked like 5'5", 5'6".
You know I mean? Like, those short kings aren't going to avoid pictures with others. It's easy.
It really screwed me over because he was really cute and we got along well. But the minute I saw him, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't just ditch this guy. He's so nice. So I actually went out with him a few times because I didn't want to be shallow, right? Like, I really don't want to be that way. Mm-hmm. But, like, listen, you know what you like. And dating's hard enough, right? But to meet up with somebody when you think they look one way and they don't, like, that's really frustrating. And I really don't want to keep going out with guys that look like they could be like my little cousin or be like my twin or a little munchkin. So,
you know, I think it's hilarious because for men, this topic of height seems to be need to know information for women. I mean, I don't understand it. I'm not dating men, but like I'm trying to think of the equivalent of what it would be for women that they have to reveal their deepest, darkest insecurity before even coming face to face with the person they're going on a date with. Well, the only thing I can think of is if they're missing an arm.
Well, let's keep it 100% honest then, Haley. If women can filter guys out by height, then men should be allowed to filter out women by their weight, right? There, it's settled.
No. No, I was just going to say, I mean, I think the equivalent is maybe a woman has to, like, show him a picture without makeup and fake lashes and the push-up bra and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think that would be the equivalent. Because, you know, we have to...
Your rawest form.
On, right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, all the things, maybe we have to send them a picture, like, bare-faced, hair wet out of the shower. This is what I really look like. Yeah. And I think that would even the score.
All right, so you've had to...
Tinder comes out with that new feature. You have to put that on your dating profile.
Well, there's
I'd be okay with that.
Okay, so I mean,
she's like, I'm stunning.
You're agreeing with the filter. I mean, because you've had a couple of bad experiences. That's fine.
I have. Look, every app should have a height filter from day one. It's a time saver. That's it. Like, nobody is out here dreaming of her short king. No one. We want a man that is tall, that could pick us up and throw us down. Nobody wants a short dude.
Wait, I got to ask you, Haley, is that one of the reasons women are attracted to tall guys? Because they want to be tossed around?
100%.
Like, no, okay. Is that the appeal, though? Honestly? And I'm happy to hear from other people listening, 585-252-9800. You want to be able to feel protected around a guy, and a guy's height makes you feel that way, right?
Yes. I don't want a man to be shorter than me and, like, leaning his head on me. And, like, I don't want to be the protector. I want someone tall.
Well, I guess you and Moose aren't going to work out.
Why is that?
You literally always say, I want a woman to walk on the side of the street.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah, you
know?
Say that.
Listen,
so.
I don't understand. It's a personal preference. Some men like their women soft and supple. I prefer hard and ripped. It's just
correct.
One of those things.
If anyone picks on you, they got it covered. Don't you worry.
Okay, so Haley, we got that figured out. You're just not into short dudes, and a lot of women aren't. I understand that. I have friends who are 5'5", 5'6", and I got to tell you, they've lived a frustrating life.
I'm sure. I'm sure they strive to make a lot of money. They probably do, and they get gorgeous women because the women want them for their money, and that's great. But like,
no,
I can't deal with the guy with Napoleon complexes.
They're all broke. Every single one.
Except for those two little twins on Selling Sunset. They're absolutely crushing it.
Yeah. I want to hear from some of the guys on this. If you're on the dating apps, if you're just tuning in, Tinder has got a new feature that added a height filter to their app, allowing women to screen matches by height.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
Is this just for men or women too? It's probably for everybody, right?
I'm assuming.
Yeah. Because I'm sure some...
How can they just allow women to match up by height?
From Amazon women that are like, oh, shoot. I got to reveal that I'm 5'11". That's all right.
Yeah, so I think every dating app should have this feature. I'm so adamant on it. And that's it. It's a time saver. It's a game changer. Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
No, you're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
By the way, you're on Bumble now. You're using the apps, yes?
I'm using all the apps.
She's like, more so Tinder apps. Because that's the one with the filter, but right. Things happen.
You're using all the apps. All right, well, it's tough in those streets, Haley. Best of luck.
It's tough. Thanks, guys.
All right, talk soon. Bye. Derek says, oh, wow, guys lying about height is the worst thing ever. Meanwhile, women are straight up catfishing with filters and fake everything, and nobody bats an eye. Well, that was discussed. Let's go over to our friend Carmen on the line. What's up?
What up,
Carmen?
So I'm gonna stick up for women in this conversation.
Please do.
I totally understand how you would want a dude that's taller than you. I had a friend of mine who was 5'5", little Italian dude.
Yeah.
And he was the tallest kid in the third grade. Never grew past that.
He peaked.
He peaked in the third grade, and so he was lucky to find a tiny little Asian woman who was like 4'7". So. He's still taller than her.
And wow.
He was looking for a taller dude, and he fell into that category. So
I don't care what anyone says. There is someone for everyone
there
out
really
there.
There really is.
There is That's someone for everyone.
There really
Absolutely.
Is.
It's just a majority of the time, we want people that don't want us.
Correct.
That's the way it goes. Absolutely. Yeah, you got to have someone. My wife always says she wants someone to look up to, not someone that she has to look down on and hold her hand as they're walking.
Listen, I
was just like, I can't relate.
Hey, Carmen, how tall are you, buddy?
He's tall.
I'm tall for an Italian. I'm 5'11", and I was right there with the three. I'm the old six. I'm right there.
Yeah, when I met you, you were tall. I was like, wow, there's a tall glass of water right there.
Right. So before I met my wife, there was this opportunity with this other woman who I was went to high school with, but she was like 5'10" and 3/4". And
I get it. Yeah. My brother got married, and during his wedding, his wife was taller than him. So during their first dance, she took her shoes off.
Mm.
All right, yeah. Carmen. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
See ya,
buddy. He's a tall glass of olive oil.
He really is. I will relate to this quasi because, like, dating women, obviously it's hard to find a girl who's, like, taller than you. That's not, especially I'm 5'7", so it's not like I'm, like,
no, I know.
Some little thing here, but.
Carissa's upset. She goes, wow, Haley really just gave permission to be shallow and rude. No thanks. I want a guy who respects women, not just tall dudes. Couldn't agree with you more, Chris.
We got some texts coming in. This person says, I'm 5'11", and that makes dating men taller than me super tough, but I prefer it. But like I said, beggars can't be choosers. I'm 6 foot, and my boyfriend is 5'7". It used to bother me, and I used to care about it a ton, but he treats me better than anyone I've ever dated before, so I don't care.
Amen.
And that's on period.
Yeah. I'm 5'9¾".
Just keeps changing. It just keeps changing.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
You know, we're all about community events right here in Rochester. And one of my favorite community midday bashes is back. It's Wednesday's beautiful weather provided. Yesterday, it all kicked off for downtown Rochester's Midday Bash. So if you don't know it, you should know it because this happens once a month through the summer. Okay. And Parcel 5 transforms into the ideal lunch destination. It features live music, food trucks, outdoor seating. There's games involved. And it's completely free and open to the public. So, obviously, yesterday it kicked off. Beautiful day for it. And then it will be happening
like I said, the first Wednesday of every month. So July 9th, August 6th, and September 10th. So if you haven't checked it out and you work downtown, this is going to be a nice load off for you. Music, food, games. Oh,
get like, after it, you guys.
Why not? You know what I mean? It was a great turnout yesterday, too, especially with the weather being as nice as it was.
If you guys used to think the Grace Ridge Mall Carnival was huge, oh, you just wait.
The Midday Bash.
You just wait. Midday Bash. Come through.
Absolutely.
Leave work on a lunch break. Go there. Get a little sauced up. Go back to work. It was so nice out yesterday. The amount of people I saw.
You could also just go.
Oh, I'm.
I've gone before. It's really fun.
I'm going to miss it and then claim I didn't know about it.
Correct. Correct. I'll remind you every month. Oh, I didn't hear about it one time.
But oh, when does that go through?
September. So it's every first Wednesday of the month till September.
There you have it. Guys, June is Men's Mental Health Month. And I think it's time to talk because too many men suffer in silence and feeling like they have to tough it out alone. So coming up, I'm going to share with you some of my personal things that I've gone through in my life that has made me realize why it's okay to just ask for help. We'll talk about all that coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
Speaks by Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I know this show is usually about laughs and weird texts.
Fart jokes.
That too, yeah. That we happen to get a lot of all of those things, but with it being June, I just wanted to take a couple minutes to touch on Men's Mental Health Month, because I know for a lot of guys, we don't talk, we think we have to man up, keep going, don't cry, don't complain.
Push through, be strong.
But if I've learned anything in my day, it's that grief doesn't care about any of that.
Right.
Anxiety doesn't care, depression doesn't care if you have a good job. Or you're surrounded by friends and family that love you. I think for some of us, it's all about all the quiet ways in which we struggle.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was sitting at home the other night thinking about what I wanted to say for Men's Mental Health Month. And the only thing that seems to constantly repeat itself in my head each year is the loss of my girlfriend, Julie, who passed back in 2022. And I don't... Breezy knows more than anyone. I don't enjoy talking about it.
Right.
I do it when I feel I have to. Or it feels right.
And also to help others who might be going through something similar or feel alone.
Correct. And I think I bring this up because when we talk about mental health, the first thing we think about is opening up and sharing with others how you feel and what's going on in your life. I wasn't allowed to do that because I promised her I would not say anything to my family or the people I was closest to of what was actually going on in her life personally. She didn't want anyone to know. So I had nobody to talk to. I just bottled it up for a very long time. And during the first month into the pandemic, when the world seemed like it was just absolutely falling apart, I matched up with Julie on Bumble. And our first date was walking the beach in Santa Monica in LA. And I felt like I fell in love with her on day one.
Mm-hmm.
I liked who I was when I was with her. And 2 weeks into dating, she had called me to tell me that she was diagnosed with stage 4 stomach cancer and that she needed to start chemo as soon as possible. I didn't know what any of this meant. This was all new to me. I've never really known anyone I was really close to that luckily has had to go through any of this.
Right.
I didn't know who she was in those 2 weeks, but I knew I was going to be there with her every step of the way. And watching someone you love and care about fight for their life day in and day out is the most painful thing I've ever had to witness.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen my family in over a year, who are the people that I'm closest to the most. And I was right on the edge of losing my job. I felt like my acting career was in the toilet, but then again, so was my wallet. I was broke every day. And I had to just look in myself, at myself in the mirror constantly. Even though I felt like a failure, I had to just constantly tell myself that today is about Julie. Mm-hmm. It's not about me. And you suppress those feelings day in and day out. And I remember I had taken Julie on a weekend getaway to Santa Barbara with the money I didn't have.
Right. Now you're taking out a small loan.
But I wanted her to clear her head.
Yeah.
After her first round of chemo. And I remember that night when we went to bed, she had woken up and I remember just chunks of her, just long, beautiful hair all over the pillow. The hair that she took so much pride in. And I remember she just put her head on my chest and just cried. And I cried with her. And 10 months into our relationship, when she went in for her final surgery to remove the lower part of her stomach, I remember just having a horrible day at work and then having to fight traffic and then run to the hospital to be there as quick as I can. And on the way there, her surgeon, her doctor had called me after she got out of surgery to deliver the news that they had removed some of the cancer the best they could. But when they were closing her up, they noticed that it had spread to her ovaries and other parts of her stomach. And I just remember putting my head on my steering wheel and just breaking down because I knew she was dying.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a single thing I can do to save her. And I had to tell her when she woke up with a smile on my face that things went great and that the surgery was successful, but I knew. Julie passed away at 43. And she was amazing. She lit up a room. She was funny. She was kind. She was strong. Even when everything was crumbling around her, like me. And holding it all in is what made it worse. There were days where I would have traded places with her if I could. And I know that we joke a lot on the show about my commitment issues and how I struggle to really give myself to someone, but yeah. I also know myself. And I know deep down that a part of me is extremely scared to get that close to someone again. And it pains me to know that I could potentially go through something like that all over again. That, to me, would be my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
And I'm sharing this now because if you are going through something like grief, stress, depression, and you're trying to tiptoe your way through it quietly, I get it.
Yeah.
I've been there. So I'm making it a point to say this out loud now on the radio because maybe one guy listening needs to hear it. You're not weak for feeling something. You're not broken if you're not okay. And you don't have to go through it alone. So this month of June, I'm talking. And I'm remembering Julie. And I'm checking in on the guys that I care about. And I hope you will too. And if you've been through something similar, I mean it when I say my messages are open.
Yeah. Moose, thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, you were literally a pillar holding her up mentally, emotionally, physically, and your pillar was crumbling from the inside out. And it's hard to be a full-fledged support to someone when you have no outlet or support yourself. And I feel like, although not everybody can relate to that exact story that you shared, everybody, especially men, can feel those ever-looming pressures of just get through it, just man up, just you're here to support, you're here to provide, you're not supposed to cry, there's no time. It's a lot.
I felt like I had one job, which was to be a rock for her and not show any kind of sadness or weakness, because the last thing in her life she needed was that.
Yeah.
But you are right. Not having an outlet is what made it really difficult for me. And I appreciate you guys listening this morning and much love to anybody going through any kind of difficult situation as a man. It's okay.
And we appreciate you sharing that story. We know how obviously vulnerable that was. And if it helps at least one person, I think that your job here is done.
Yeah.
So.
And it's crazy to me that even after these years have gone by that I still have a hard time talking about it.
Yeah.
I really do.
That's how much it affected you and altered your life, truly.
Yeah. My Instagram is HiMoose. There's Breezy on air. There's 90 PXY Rochester. And we mean it when we say that the messages are open. You guys can always hit us up and talk if you need somebody. Because God knows I know what it was like to not have that when I needed it the absolute most. We're going to take a quick break. June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. So if you know somebody that you feel you need to check in on, I encourage you to do so. It's PXY Mornings.
98 PXY.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.